Today's daf is Chulin daf Mem Aleph. And we are 9 lines from the top of daf Mem Aleph Amid Aleph, the last daf of the second perek of Meseches Chulin, of this epic, Ben Benoishal epic, perek HaShoichet. So we're in the middle of a sugya. A sugya that began on daf Mem Amid Aleph, which focused primarily on a memra from the great Amor Rafuna. Rafuna said, if somebody sees his friend's behemoth, it's lying in front of Avodah Zarah, he goes over to it and shechts it l'shem Avodah Zarah. Kiven sheshacha ba simen echad asra. As soon as he shechts even one simen, that's going to make this behemoth to krevis l'Avodah Zarah, and as a result, it's going to be treated like Zifchei Mesim, all the Isurim that Tikrovis Avodah Zarah has, this behemoth is going to have. And we mentioned that there are two primary chedushim that underpin the halacha of Rav Huna. Number one, the halacha is Ein Adam Oyser Davar She'ena Shalai, stating that Rav Huna is being mechadish that a person has the ability to make somebody else's behemoth Oser, make it Tikrovis L'Avodah Zarah. How's that possible? It's based on something Ula said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that although it's true, Ein Adam Oyser Davar She'ena Shalai, but Al Yedei Maisa, then already Adam Oyser Davar She'ena Shalai. So Rav Huna essentially is leveraging a chiddush that was said already by Kadmoinim, traces itself back to the first generation of Amayram, the great Rabbi Yochanan, and that is that although Ein Adam Oyser Davar She'ena Shalai, Al Yedei Maisa, yeah, and that's why it's possible for a person to, albeit Al Yedei Shechita, makes somebody's thing, behema, aser as Avodah Zarah. But Rav Huna said a second chiddush, a chiddush al gav chiddush, and that is that as it relates to Maisa, when we say Adam Oyser Davar She'ena Shalai, you don't have to do a complete Maisa. You don't have to do what the Rishonim describe as a Maisa Rabba. But even if it's a Maisa Zuta, a Maisa Koldu, even if you do something that's just going to be a little bit of a Maisa, that in and of itself is going to be okay. Says Rav Huna, being that that's the case, you don't even need to do a full shechita, but rather kiven sheshacha ba simen echad, as long as you do a shechita of simen echad, which in the world of a behema is not considered a proper Maisa, afilu hachi, that in and of itself is going to be okay. So two chidushim there Rav Huna saying. Number one, Adam Oyser Davar She'ena Shalai Al Yedei Maisa, which is really something Ula said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Number two, that Maisa that Ula said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that if a person does, even to somebody else's object, he could be Oyser Davar She'ena Shalai, it doesn't require a Maisa Rabba, even a little bit of a Maisa would be okay. Benusach Acher, Rav Huna was really being mefarish what Ula Amar Rabbi Yochanan said. When Ula Amar Rabbi Yochanan said that a person could aser davar she'ena shalai al yedei maisa, what kind of maisa? Kana ben shayil. Zogt Rav Huna, that maisa doesn't have to be a fartig maisa. Kiven sheshacha ba simen echad asra. Oh, by the way, we saw in the course of the sugya, doesn't even have to be a simen echad. Even if it's going to be a miktsa simen, that in and of itself is going to be okay. Now, the majority of the sugya up until this point focused on a kasha that Rav Nachman asked Rav Huna from a brisa. Hashoychet chatos b'shabes b'chutz la'avoydes kechovim chayev sholosh chatois. At first glance, Rav Nachman thought this brisa is checkmate kineged Rav Huna. In the course of the sugya, the script actually flipped a little bit, and the Amiram actually thought that this brisa, if anything, might be a tremendous support, a tremendous raya to the chiddush of Rav Huna. But regardless, that was very much yesterday's daf. What we need now is at the very end of the daf, the Gemara said Na'at Simen. Na'at was an acronym to remember the names of three Amoraim: Rav Nachman, Rav Amram, and Rav Yitzchak. They were chaylik with Rav Huna. In fact, they weren't just chaylik with Rav Huna. The way Rashi learns, they were chaylik with Ulam Rav Yochanan as well. And they say, Ein Adam Oysa Dover She'ena Shalai, and B'lishoyni Azov Shal Rashi, Afilu B'gmar Maisa. In other words, by the end of the daf, what we realized was that the premise of Rav Huna's Chiddush, which is really Ula Amar Rabbi Yochanan b'machlokes shnuyo. It's really a big machlokes amayram. Rav Huna, Ula, and Rabbi Yochanan hold Adam Oisa Davar She'ena Shaloi Al Yedei Maisa. A discussion, Maisa Rabba, Maisa Zuta, but for sure Al Yedei Maisa Rabba, Adam Oisa Davar She'ena Shaloi, Rav Nachman, Rav Amran, and Rabbi Yitzchak hold Ein Adam Oisa Davar She'ena Shaloi Afilu Al Yedei Maisa. Which means this is a very global, macro type of machloikis. Ein adam oisa davish ein shaloi. That's a halacha revacha b'Yisrael. Does it matter if it's ayadei maisa, or does it not matter if it's ayadei maisa? This is a major machloikis amayram. A sub-discussion is, assuming it matters if it's ayadei maisa, because ayadei maisa adam oisa davish ein shaloi, well, define maisa. Does it have to be a maisa rabba? So for example, if it's going to be a shchita, does it have to be shchitas beis simanim? Or maybe a maisa zut is okay. So if it's going to be a shchita, it could be shchita simen echad, or like we saw in the course of the sugya, even less than a shchita simen echad. That's a machlokes amayram, and that's exactly where today's daf picks up. Says the Gemara Ketanoi. At first glance, it would seem that this major machlokes amayram is really a machlokes tanoim, and this machlokes tanoim is a mishnah in Masechtas Avodah Zarah. Oiv kechavish nisachieni shel Yisrael, an oiv kechavim, a guy who poured the wine of a yid. So he poured it l'shem avodah zara, but he didn't do it in the presence of avodah zara. Osroi says the Tana Kama that the Oyvei Kechavim just made the yayin nesach. This is the real yayin nesach, and as a result, it's going to be asabanot. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava matir. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira and Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, they were both matir. Mipnei shnei dvarim, and in fact, they had two reasons to be matir. Echad, number one, she'in menaschin yayin elo b'shnei avodas kechavim. More of a avodah zara de gesvara. The metzias was that the avodah avodah zara were only menaschin yayin b'shnei avodas kechavim, and being that this was specifically shloi b'shnei avodas kechavim, so it's not considered yayin nesach. The other reason, which is what we need, because the yid could always say, he can go over to the guy and tell him, you know, it's very nice you poured my wine, but guess what? You clearly never learned Talmud Bavli. You don't have the ability to take my wine and make it aser. Bottom line is, we have a machloikis tanoim. If an oivik kechavim is menasach the yayin of a yid, shaloi b'fnei avodas kechavim, is it going to be aser or is it going to be mutter? Tana Kama says aser, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira and Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava said mutter. For two reasons. We need the second reason. The second reason that Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira and Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava said it's going to be mutter is because a person doesn't have the ability to aser something that's not his. In the words of the Tanoim, the Yid can tell the guy, and as a result, it's going to not be Aser. It's going to be Mutter. Tanakama is Chayla. Tanakama holds it is going to be Aser. Mutter. So what do you have to say, argues the Gemara, must be. Because being that the guy did a Maisa with the wine, he was menasach the actual wine, therefore, when there's a maisa, adam oisa davar she'ena shaloi. In other words, ketanai. It would seem to be a machlokes tana. The Tana Kama in Avodah Zarah Nuntes holds adam oisa davar she'ena shaloi al yedei maisa. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira and Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava hold ein adam oisa davar she'ena shaloi afilu al yedei maisa. In other words, the Tana Kama seems to be the sheet of Rav Hula, of Rav Huna, Ula, and Rabbi Yechanan, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira and Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava seem to be the shita of Rav Nachman, Rav Amron, and Rav Yitzchak. But says the Gemara, and we have to speak out of Rashi before we even see the next words of the Gemara. Enochinami, according to Rav Huna, there's no way out other than by saying that his halacha was b'machloikes shnuyah. In other words, the ones that hold other ma'isa dava shein shaloi al yedei ma'isa will have to concede that it's not true according to everybody. It's true according to the Tana Kama, the Chachamim in Avodah Zarah, daf nun tes. But Enochinami, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava said Bakhtainer. They said, Yachaloi maloi lo kol him nechshatiyasi eini liyaitz. In other words, ein other ma'isa dava shein shaloi afilo al yedei ma'isa. So Rav Huna and Ula and Rabbi Yochanan are going to concede this point, which is fine. It's not the end of the world. They're paskining like the Tana Kama, which is presumably the Chachamim, which is probably the Shitas HaRabim. And as a result, if that's the way they're coming out la'alacha, that's perfectly fine. But the bottom line is Enochinami, the Gemara's observation that this Shaila and these opinions that are being pontificated by the Amiram and our Sugya really traces itself back to Tanam. Enochinami guilty as charged. It's really Machlokes Tanam and Rav Huna, Ula, and Rabbi Yochanan. They're going according to the Chachamim in Avodah Zarah Nuntes. What about Rav Nachman, Rav Amram, and Rav Yitzchak? So here the Gemara says a chiddush. Rav Nachman, Rav Amram, Rav Yitzchak Amri. They could tell you that when we said Einah the Moisad Dovah Shein Shalei, I want you to know, we didn't only mean it according to Rav Yudim Ben Seir, Yudim Ben Bava. We meant it according to the Chachamim as well. Meaning, I feel the Mandama Adam Moisad Dovah Shein Shalei, that even according to the Mandama that holds Adam Moisad Dovah Shein Shalei, who is the Tanakama and the Chachamim over here in Avodah Zarah Nuntes, but it could be Hani Mili Kuti, and by the way, Kuti is Lav Dafka. You don't have to run to all the Kuti Sugis. This is classic censored Gemaras where instead of just saying Eina Yehudi, we say Kuti. But the bottom line is Hani Mili Kuti. This is true when we're dealing with an Eina Yehudi. Avo Yisrael, when it comes to a Yid, Litzure Kamachavin. There's a Sfarah to say that if a Yid would go and he would do something that looks like Avodah Zarah to his friend's object, we would give him the benefit of the doubt, and we would assume that he's not really being Oved Avodah Zarah, because a Yid has a Cheskes Kashrus, but what he rather is doing is just chepping his friend. So how's he chepping him? Because the friend thinks that his behemah just became Avodah Zarah. He thinks his wine just became Avodah Zarah. If that's the case, it's Asabana. It's really not Asabana. He never really had a mind to Aser it. So why did he do it? Litzure Kamachad. So we're giving him the benefit of the doubt that he's someone that's Nizer in Avodah Zarah, very much Nichshol in Sinas Chinam, which is Shokul Keneged Avodah Zarah, Yuma Daf Yud. But the bottom line is, at the very least, on some level, we're going to be Meir Heter in our minds, and we're going to assume that this person wasn't really an Oved Avodah Zarah. What's the point? The point is that when Rav Nachman, Rav Amram, Rav Yitzchak said, Ein Adam Oysa Dovi Shein Shalei, and they said it in our sugya, right? In the context of Rav Huna's halacha, Hoysa Behemes Chavei Revutza Lefnei Avodah Zarah Chavim Kimi Shashacha Bat Simen Echad Asra. Talking to the Yid. We're talking to the Yid. We're not talking to the guy. We're talking to the Yid. As it relates to those halachas, and they say, that's true. According to Rabbi Yehuda ben Bassei, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, and the Avodah Zarah Daf Nun Tes, it's poshut, it's going to be true. They say mefurish, ein adam oisa dovah shein shalai, afilo ayidei maisa. And even according to the Chachamim that are chaylik, the Chachamim that said that no, if somebody's menasich, yeinoi, of somebody else, Shalei Bifnei Avodah Kachamim is going to be a problem. But take a look at the Lashon of the Chachamim. Oivet Kachamim Shenisech Yenei Shal Yisrael. It was talking Dafka about a guy and a chinami Adam Oysa Dovah Shenei Shalai, because the sheet of the Chachamim in Avodah Zarah Nun Tes is that mitzad power, yeah, you have the ability of the Koyach, the Yecholus, to be able to do it. But Halacha L'Maisa, in the Sugya of Rav Huna and Ulam Rav Yochanan, it's not a Tzushtel, because they were talking about Yidden. And when it comes to Yid, there's a different Svara. That's going to be true. I feel all the chachamim, and that is that I feel him tim tzoloimer mitzad baylis adam moisa dava shenis shloi. I feel all yidei maisa, but for yid doesn't. It's always going to be letzurei kamechavim. So when Rav Huna made his statement on Mem Amid Aleph regarding and when Ulam Rabbi Yochanan made their statement on Mem Amid Aleph, they were getting involved in a machlokes tana. They were clearly only saying it according to the Chachamim and Avodah Zarah Nun Tes. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan Bava, that's a false statement, because they hold that Dalach is Ein Adam Oysa Dava Shein Shalei Afilai Dei Maisa. When Rav Nachman, Rav Amram, Rav Yitzchak said regarding those cases, they're commenting on what Rav Huna is talking about, and regarding those cases, Ein Adam Oysa Dava Shein Shalei, that was a true statement. Aliba the Kuliyama. According to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan Bava, it's Pashit, and even according to the Chachamim, it's gonna be true. Not because of lumdis of Ein Adam Oysa Dovah Shein Shalai, but rather because, being that it's a Yid that's doing it, Litzuri Kamachavim, the Chachamim only said it a flamaisa by a guy. Now, just to be clear, in the world of lumdis, it doesn't make difference if a Yid does it or if a guy does it. If Adam Oysa Dovah Shein Shalai, Maisa, you could do it. If Ein Adam Oysa Dovah Shein Shalai, Maisa, you wouldn't be able to do it. But Halacha L'Maisa, there is another Sfar to invoke when it comes to the Yid, which does not apply and relate when it comes to the guy. And it's for that reason, says the Gemara, it's not muchach to say the Rav Nachman, Rav Amram, Yitzchak Salacha was bechlal toli in Avodah Zarah Nun Tes. This was something that was being said aliba de kuliyama. Zok the Gemara Tashma. We learned in our Mishnah, if there were two people that were holding on to a knife. Remember Rashi, one person's holding on to the handle and the other person's brave. He's holding on to the blade. The sheichtin and they shechted chulin. Echelushum echem kolelu. One of them shechelushum avay dezar of echelushum davar kashim. The other person just shechted stam. Shechita se psula da alach is the shechita is going to be possible. What's the kasha? So it's a kasha on Rav Nachman, Rav Amram, and Rav Yitzchak. Because the assumption is that only one of them owned the animal, and it doesn't matter which one shechted it l'shem avodah zarah, it's going to become possible. If the halacha is ein adam oisa davar she'ein shalei afilu l'idei maisa, so why is it going to be possible, right? You're telling me ein adam oisa davar she'ein shalei afilu l'idei maisa. And by the way, you're telling me it's not even totally in the machlokes in the Mishnah avodah zarah. Everybody holds that it's going to be an issue, either because you don't have the kayach to do it, or because we're going to just assume that Tzura Kamechavin. But at the end of the day, you see here Mefurish Psula, which is Keneged, the Psak of Rav Nachman, Rav Amram, and Rav Yitzchak. And for the Gemara, Ach Mayaskin of Yisrael Mumar. It's talking about in the Mishnah where the Yid that Shechted L'Shem Avodah Zarah was a Mumar. Okay, so what's the difference if he's a Mumar? This is very Geschmack. If he's a Mumar, then according to the Chachamim in Avodah Zarah Nuntes, the Yid would have the ability to be Oysa Dov Hashem Nishalai Al Yedei Maisa. Because Mitzad the Koyach, Mitzad the Sugya of Ein Adam Oysa Dov Hashem Nishalai, Mitzad the Lomdus of the Sugya, really the Chacham Sheet is that a guy could do it, which means that a Yid could also do it. The only reason we assume that the Yid can't do it is because we're giving him the benefit of the doubt. We're telling him that, oh, let's do Kamachav, and this is probably not what he did. But if he's Yisrael Mummer, then he's mamash like a guy. And therefore, we're not going to give him the benefit of the doubt. So therefore, you could always be making the Mishnah. It's talking about where it was Yisrael Mummer. Now, it's a very geshmaka rashi over here that really everybody should be asking. And that is, if you remember, on the top of the Yom, the Gemara already asked this kasha. The Gemara asked this identical kasha. When we introduced Rav Nachman, Rav Amram, and Rav Yitzchak on the bottom of Mem Amud Beis, so the Gemara was mefalfal a little bit. Two toshmas. And if you look, four lines from the top. Toshma, beis oichsim besakin, v'shoichdin, echelushum echemikol veilu, v'echelushum davar kosher, shchitasai psula. And the Gemara gave an answer. The Gemara's teretz was, it's talking about where he was a shutif. So the Gemara addressed this already. And the Gemara says it has nothing to do with Ein Adam Oisa Dov Hashem Nishalai. The question is almost like dead on arrival, because we're talking about where he's a shutif. So now the Gemara Nachmal asks the kasha, and not just that, the Gemara, round two, didn't even say what it said when it asked the kasha the first time. It's almost like we forgot the Gemara from 8 lines ago. How's that even possible? Right? We forgot that we asked it. And for some reason, we can't even be mechaven to the teretz that we said on the top of the Yomid. So Rashi says something very nice. Rashi says that on the top of the Yomid, we assume Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak, Ein Adam Oisa Dov Hashem Nishalai, full stop. If that's the case, there's no eitzah had to learn the Mishnah. You have to say it was a shutif. Once the Gemara came and said that you should know this is really a big sugya, it's really a machlokes tana. And by the way, when Rav Nachman, Rav Amram, Rav Yitzchak said what they said, Alibe de Chachamim, who by the way, we probably paskin like, Alibe de Chachamim, it's only true because Litzu'ura Kamechavin. Oh, if that's the case, then it's kedai to revisit the Kasha and say what the Gemara believes is a more Pashta Teretz. And that is, you don't have to make an akimta that he was a shutif. As long as we assume that this person could have been a mummer, and by why would you think he's a mummer? I don't know, he's shechting l'avodah zarah. It certainly sounds like there's a chance this is not the first time he did this. So to make an akimta that he's a mummer and make it shtim aliba do a mefurish hachachama avodah zarah nuntes, that actually seems more glatt. So the reason the Gemara is revisiting the question is because the Gemara feels in light of the Dovish and his Chadish betchilas Adaf, it's worth revisiting because there's a better Eitzah almost, and that is really the punchline of the Gemara's Teretz, that better Eitzah, which is why the Gemara didn't say the Teretz that it said earlier. The Gemara is going to do this now one more time. Toshma, and this was again the second Toshma that we had on the top of the Yomid that we're revisiting for the same reason. If someone goes ahead and he makes his friend's Truma Tameh, or he mixes it, his schulin with Truma, or he was Menasech, Ziyan, Lavi Dazar, Bishach, if he did, Bishach, he's going to be Pat, Mezef, if he did, Mezef, Chayv, he's going to be Chayv. What's the Kasha? The kasha is Ein Adam Oisa Dov Hashem Nishalai Afilu L'Idei Maisa, according to Rav Nachman, Rav Amram, and Rav Yitzchak. So what did the Gemara say on the top of the Yomid? It's talking about where he was a shutif. Now the Gemara doesn't have to say that. Hachinami b'Yisrael Mumar. We could say that it's going Aliba d'Chachamim, who hold that really Adam Oisa Dov Hashem Nishalai Al Yedei Maisa. Narvas l'tzu'ur kamechavin. If he's a mummer, so then you don't have that. Amalei Rav Acha Brei de Rava le Rav Ashi. Here's another Rav Acha Brei de Rava. But Amalei Rav Acha Brei de Rava le Rav Ashi. Hisrubai. In the event that they warned a Yid, don't do what you're about to do, because if you do this, you're going to be Oyved Avodah Zarah. We keep it all of Asra. And he accepted the Asra, and he says, I'm doing it anyways. Mai, what's the halacha? What's the shayla? What's the halacha? Does this person now become a mummer? So that when he does what he does, Adam Oisa Dov Hashem Nishalai Al Yedei Maisa, according to the Chachamim and Avodah Zarah Nuntetz, even according to Rav Nachman, Rav Amram, Rav Yitzchak, and therefore this thing is going to be Aser. Maybe not. Maybe he's not a Mumer yet. A Mumer means you have to establish him as a Mumer. But just because he was Mekabel Asram, maybe that doesn't make him a Mumer. This is a question Rav Achabed Rabbah asked Rav Ashi on Malaysa. He told him, Hitte Atzmi L'misa Ka'amrit. You're asking me a question where the person literally took upon himself death, right? He has no problem literally subjecting himself to the Oynish of Misa. That's what a person does when he's Mekabel Asram, because they warn him and they tell him the Oynish. So, Hitte Atzmi L'misa Ka'amrit. In L'cha Mumer. That's like the biggest mummer ever. And as a result, there's no question in halacha, we are going to treat this person as a mummer. Either way, we're now up to, it's not the last Mishnah, it's the second to last Mishnah, but the home stretch of Perek HaShoichet. So if you look back at the previous Mishnah from a high level, not the lumdus. So essentially, what did the Mishnah say? Mishnah is talking about somebody that shechted chulin. And he shechted chulin l'shem avodah zarah. Hashoichet l'shem harin, l'shem kvois, l'shem yamim, l'shem naharis, l'shem midbarois. So the halacha in all these cases is shchitasei psula. The shchita is going to be possible. Not just that, if there were two people that were oichsim besakin and only one of them shechted l'shem avodah zarah, even then the halacha the Mishnah said is shchitasei is going to be psula. If you remember, the Gemara asked the kasha. The Gemara said, shchita's possible? That's it? You're saying good, say better. It should be much worse than that. It should be zivchei mesim. Because we know atshoich l'shum harin, l'shum gvois, l'shum yamin, l'shum naharis, l'shum midbaris, l'shum chamu levano, l'shum kechavim u'mazolois, l'shum michal saragado, l'shum shulshul katan, harei elu zivchei mesim. And the Gemara said, loikash. The Mishnah is talking about where the person made the actual har, the actual hilltop, the actual sea, river, and desert into the object of the Avodah Zarah. The other halacha is talking about where he didn't make the actual har, hilltop, sea, river, and desert, the Avodah Zarah, but it was the sar, it was the malach, it was the gadah, it was the angel of those things. If you worship the actual mountain, etc., then it's only going to be possible. If one would worship the god of those things, well, in that situation, it's going to be even zivchei mesim. What's the difference? Rashi said the difference is because something that's mechubal karka is not subject to many, many of the laws of Avodah Zarah. You're not allowed to worship mechubal karka, but in terms of the dinim, a lot of the dinim are not going to apply. So ashoich l'shum harim v'chulu, being that the subject of his Avodah Zarah is mechubal karka, so it's not considered that what you just did was to krevis l'Avodah Zarah. It's for that reason it's not going to be zivchei mesim. If, however, it was to the malach sok rashi is talush, it's not mechubal karka, and as a result, that's going to be considered regular to krevis l'Avodah Zarah, which of course has the halacha of being zivchei mesim. Now, Rashi spoke out in the Mishnah, we didn't, but Rashi did, that if the Mishnah is talking about where the person is worshipping the actual mechubal karka, and that's why it's not zivchei mesim, why is it possible? So why is it even possible? So Rashi said that you have to say it's really based on Mishnayis on Daf Mem Aleph, which is the Mishnayis we're about to learn. And that is that it's true midairaisa, it's not possible, but this is a psulder rabbana. Because being that at the end of the day it looks like you're a Shaykh Avodah Zarah, even though in Hilchos Avodah Zarah you know there's a huge distinction between Mechubar and Talish, but at the end of the day, this is very much an Indian of Shaykh Avodah Zarah, and being that this is an Indian of Shaykh Avodah Zarah, psul, the Chachamu went ahead and they said that it's going to be possible midirabbana. In other words, the last Mishnah that we learned, just from a Mishnayis perspective, taught us the following halacha. That it's possible for somebody to shecht chulin. And it could be ois kaltim with all hilcha shchita. It could be done in a way where you follow the five halachas l'moshe misina. And you have the right shechit and the right sakin, and you check the sakin, and you did everything that you were supposed to do. But still the halacha is going to be that it's going to be possible. An example, if somebody shechts l'Avodah Zarah, even when the Avodah Zarah is mechubal karka, the Chachamim are going to tell you such a shechita is going to be possible. I'll say shmecht abissel fin shechitas Avodah Zarah. The next two Mishnayis are going to give us more examples of that. So really, the last three Mishnayis of the Perek are a series of halachos where somebody shechting chulin, he got everything right up until chulin daf mem, but this is where he started veering off the Yiddish aveg, literally. And here he started doing things he wasn't supposed to do, and because of that, the Chachamim came along. The Chacham said that this is something that is going to be puzzle or be a midir abana. So says the Mishnah. Here's the next list. Ain't shaykhtin. A person's not allowed to shecht. A person's not allowed to shecht into the sea or into a river. So this is a fascinating halacha that is hard for us to appreciate because we live in a very different world. We don't live in a pagan world. But once upon a time, it was so prevalent that people used to worship yamim and naharis that Chazal actually made a takana. You can't be a shoychit and shecht an animal on top of the sea or on top of the river. So you can't do shechitas open ocean front. And the reason is because we're concerned the bystander, that innocent onlooker, who's always down the kaf chayv, right? That's just his role in Shas. But that guy who somehow doesn't know how to mind his own business, he's going to look and he's going to say, you're not going to believe it. I saw Cham Yankel. He was shechting l'toich yam. He worships the yam. This guy is he's involved in satanic cults. He's a person you don't want to have anything to do with. So Ad Kedei Kach Chazal said, don't shecht chulin overlooking the ocean because people might think you're actually worshiping the yam, you're worshiping the har. Another halacha, l'toich kelim. A person alel shech chulin into a keli. So what could possibly be wrong with that? So if you shecht on top of a keli, don't do that. You know why? Because the keli is going to receive the dam, and it looks like you're doing a kabbalah, so you should be able to do a zrik l'shem avoy desar. So we're so concerned that Chazal said, don't shecht the teich yamim, don't shecht the teich naharis, don't shecht the teich avol shechetu l'teich uga shamayim. But if you want to shecht into a pool of water, that's something you're allowed to do. Ubesfina, let's say somebody's on a boat and he needs to shecht. So he has two choices. One is practical, the other one's very impractical. The impractical option is he should just chop this animal, have blood flying all over the place. He's going to be stuck on this boat for the next month, and you know, it'll be a little messy. The other option is do it l'teich yam. And if you do it l'teich yam, like this, all the blood's going to end up in the yam, and you're not going to ruin your ship, right? Says the... Or another option would be to, you know, do it into a keli, right? Says Okta Mishnah, if you're on a Svina, you could do it into a keli. I mean, in as much as we just said we don't want you to do it into a keli, but in a Mishnah, in a Svina, you could do it on a keli. Another halach, in Shechtan Laguma Kolek, you're not allowed to into a ditch. But you're allowed to make a ditch inside your house. So you're not allowed to shecht into a ditch. Oh, but if you want to make a ditch in your house, you could. The Gemara is going to ask the obvious stira. You shouldn't do it in the street. Because apparently the tzedukim used to do this. By the way, if you look at the Ktukei Seifrim, this is not the tzedukim. Again, this is just code work. So the minim used to do this. We just don't want to talk about the minim so openly, but the minim used to do this, and we were afraid that if a yid's going to do it, it looks like he's giving chizik and support for one of these pagan customs, and that's something that we very much don't want a person to do. Either way, so there's a lot of halachas over there, all similar to each other on some level, and let's see what the Gemara does. So the Mishnah began, Ein shechtan lo l'teich yam v'lo l'teich naharis. Why can you shecht into the yam or into a nahar? Because it looks like you might be worshipping the avodah zarah. But then the Mishnah said, Aval shechetu l'teich uga shamayim. But if you want to shecht into a pool of water, this is something that you are allowed to do. Says the Gemara, Maishna l'teich yam d'loy. What's the reason that you're not allowed to shecht into the yam? The Amri l'sar the yam kashachet. Because the onlooker is going to assume that this person is shechting for the sar of the yam. L'teich uga shamayim nami amri l'bevua kashachet. Why are we concerned that even if he shechts into a pool of water, so if you're looking at a pool of water, so you see your reflection, right? So maybe he's worshiping his own reflection, right? This is a real narcissist. But maybe he's worshiping his own reflection, and maybe that's what he's doing over here. Amar Rava, Rava said, Ba'achurim shanu, erchanami. To the extent that you could see your reflection clearly, so you wouldn't even be able to shecht l'teich ugel shamayim, because maybe that's what you're worshiping. But hachmai eskinu, where it was murky water, so you can't really see yourself. So mitzad, reflection, that's not what's going on over here. It's not the yam, it's not the sea, and as a result, that's why it's going to be okay. The Mishnah then said, Ein shechten leguma kol iker. Now let's shecht into a ditch. Full stop. Kol iker. Then it said, Aval oisa guma b'teich beisai. But if you shecht in your house, you could. You can't just do it in the shuk. Because you don't want to give chizik to the tzedekim. So the Gemara says, I don't even know how to read the Mishnah. The Mishnah starts with, in shecht in leguma, which sounds like you can never do it. Then it says you could do it in your house. And then it says that it's only bashuk that you're not allowed to do it. So afraid the Gemara, how could you tell me you're allowed to shecht in your house? V'amrit in shecht in leguma klal. You told me a minute ago you're never allowed to shecht into a guma. I'm Rabbi, Abai, you said, reisha b'guma shebashuk. You have to say the reisha is talking about where the guma was in the shuk. Meaning, even though it's a little dachuk, the way you read the Mishnah. But at the same time, Abai said, I have no choice. This is the way you have to read the Mishnah. When we say, in shecht in leguma kol iker, we mean b'shuk. But enachinami, if you want to do it not in Yeshuk Babayis, that you could do. As if to say, Ein Shoichton Laguma Kol Iker, sounds like Mamish never? So the Mishnah, let me explain myself. No. Kol Iker Pashuk. But if you do it Pabayis, yeah. You shine him struggle a little bit. So what does Kol Iker mean? Right? If Kol Iker means nowhere, so I understand what the word Kol Iker is. But now you're telling me that it's only Pashuk Kol Iker. So Kol Iker doesn't mean anywhere. So Kol Iker must mean something. So what does it mean, Kol Iker in the Shuk? But either way, this is the way Abaya understood the Mishnah. Rava told him, it doesn't sound right. Because for me, Diktani Sefer B'Shuk LaYasekein, Michal Derech La B'Shuk Askinon, I don't think U'B'Shuk LaYasekein is a peerish on Ein Sheikhtin L'Toich Guma Kol Iker. I think it's a separate thing. So if the third thing mentioned in the Mishnah is talking about B'Shuk, so I don't think the first thing mentioned in the Mishnah is talking about B'Shuk, so I don't know how you read the Mishnah. Elamai Rava, so Rava said, Hachi, come, let me tell you the way you read it. Ein Sheikhtin L'Guma Kol Iker. You now let a Shecht into a Guma. But let's say somebody is in his Chatzir and he wants the Shecht and he doesn't want to make a mess. So best thing would do to be Shecht into a Guma. We now let a Shecht into a Guma. So Kate said, so what should he do? So he makes a little canal next to a Guma, and he shechts into that canal. And then the blood is going to go from that area, that chutz leguma, directly into the guma. And like this, you can end up having what you have. On that eitzah, zok the mishnah b'shuk layasa. Okay, don't do that b'shuk. Because being that it's b'shuk, it's b'farhesi, at the end of the day, the blood is going to end up in a guma. That's not something we want, because this was some heebie-jeebie thing that the tzedukim were busy with. And as a result, you never want the dam to end up in a guma. So again, according to Abaya, this is the way you read the Mishnah. Ein sheichten l'guma kol iker. Is that true? No, it's not so true. Avod lois guma b'teich beisai. And b'teich beisai, you can go directly into the guma. Because again, b'teich beisai, nobody's watching anyways. It's obvious that you're doing it to keep the house clean. So therefore, it's going to be okay. But if you're going to do it b'shuk, b'shuk lo yasekein, and the reason is, lo yechakes hatzadoikim. Number one, it's b'far hesi, and number two, when you're keeping the shuk clean, so as a result, you don't have that svara. So if you don't have that svara, so therefore, there it's going to be asr. The way Rav understood it was, is ein sheichtun guma kol iker means kol iker, period. You never let a shecht into a guma. When the Mishnah says, avol oise guma b'teich beisai, b'shvil sheikonis adam l'teicha, it means you're allowed to make a guma, but you can't shecht directly into it. You shecht somewhere else, and the blood goes from there into the guma. And even that, zok the Mishnah, u'b'shuk lo yasekein, because being that it's going to end up in the guma, sheichakis atzadukim, this is not something that we want to have anything to do with. Zok the Gemara tani kavasi de Rava, a braisa that mefurish supports what Rava said. If somebody was on a boat, and he has no ability to shecht. So this was one of the conundrums that we saw in the Mishnah. So what did the Mishnah say? If you want to shecht al gabi kelim, you can shecht al gabi kelim. The Bryson gives another idea. If he wants, he can stretch his hand outside the Sfina. And the dam is going to pour down on the walls of the Sfina and end up at sea. Rashi says that this is not a problem of shechting l'toich yam. And the reason is because the person shechting on the doifin of the Sfina, and from the doifin of the Sfina, it's klisheini going into the yam. As a result, that's not what the Sheikhte liyam used to do. And it's for that reason, this is not going to be an issue. But what we need really is the next part of the price. Ain't sheikh l'guma kol ikr. Never let a shecht into a guma. But let's say somebody's in the schatzer and he wants to shecht and he knows he can't shecht into a guma. So Kate said, "Why? So oisa makim chutz l'guma, v'shoichet he shechts into that. V'dam shoiz v'yoyer l'guma, and from there the dam goes into the guma. U'b'shuk in the shuk la'yasekein. Don't do that. Mishum shenever chukisem loisay lecho. V'im asakein tzarich b'dikach. And if a person does, you have to be by the kachrov. Make sure this person's not really a tzaduki or a min. And until you do that, yena yaya nesach pita is bas akum, etc., etc." But this is a mefurish abraisa that says Bakhtzein exactly what Rava said. And that is that a person is never allowed to shecht into a guma, even in his own chatzar. The Mishnah says, Bayis chatzar, yeah, Dafke bashuk not. What's this distinction? This distinction is not Nogeya shechting directly into a guma, but it's Nogeya shechting into some sort of charitz, some area that's to the side of the guma and it's flowing in. That's something that Babayis is going to be okay, but that's something that outside of the bias is not going to be. Oh, okay. Next Mishnah. Somebody is in the shlachtos, he's bachutz, and he's shechting chulin, and he shechts the chulin l'shem oilo. So this is the opposite of shechitas kachim shaloy l'shma. So shechitas kachim shaloy l'shma is when you shecht kachim shaloy l'shma, right? What does that mean? Does it mean even l'shem chulin? So see zvachim daf gimel, the mina machriv, the lav mina loy machriv. But the bottom line is, this is the inverse of that. Where somebody is shechting chulin l'shem kachim. Somebody shechts chulin l'shem oyla, l'shem zvachim, that's a shlomim. L'shem ashem toloi, l'shem pesach, l'shem toida, shechitasi psula, the shechit is going to be possible. For Rabbi Shimon Ma'achshah, Rabbi Shimon says it's okay. Shnayim reichsam esakin, if two people were holding onto a knife, v'sheichten, and they were shechting, echad l'shem, echad mikoleilu. One of them shechted l'shem oylu, l'shem zvachin, l'shem ashem toid, l'shem pesach, l'shem toid. V'echad l'shem davakasha. And the other one just shechted stam. Shechitasi psula, the halach is, the shechita is going to be possible. Sheich l'shem chatas, if somebody shechts l'shem chatas, l'shem ashem, vadai, l'shem bechar, l'shem meiser, l'shem tmura. In those cases, shechitasi ksheira, the shechita is going to be kosher. So sometimes if a person shechts chulin l'shem kachem, it's kosher. Oyla zvachem ashem talui pesach and toida. Actually, that's when it's possible. And sometimes it's going to be kosher, and that is l'shem chad, l'shem ashem vaday, l'shem bechor, l'shem meiser, and l'shem tmura. What's the rule? Zehakal. Kol dava shen nidav and nidav. Any carbon that can be brought b'nedav and nedava, hasheich l'shmai aser. If you shech l'shmai, it's going to be aser. V'shein and nidav and nidav. And if it's a carbon that can't be brought b'nedav and nedava, hasheich l'shmai kosher. The halach is, if somebody shechts l'shem that, it's going to be kosher. So the Gemara is going to do what it does, but I think it's kedai to explain the Mishnah a little bit, almost as a recap to the Gemara that we're about to learn. So the Mishnah says a very, very big chiddush, and that is if somebody says shechts chulin l'shem kachim, this could be a problem. This could be a problem. You would think, what could possibly be the problem? There's no halachas of l'shma and shaloi l'shma. There's no din of machshavis poislois when it comes to chul, with the exception of avodah zara. So why would it be that if somebody would shecht chulin l'shem kachim, there could be a problem? And befrat, we're literally taking all the karbanas and we're dividing them into two groups. We're making a yachloiku b'loi shvua, and we're saying these karbanas would be a problem, those karbanas not. The oila, the shlamim, the ashim toloi, the pesach, and the toida. You can never predict that this group. There, if you shech l'shem that, it's going to be pasul. The chatas, the ashim vadai, the bechar, the meiser, and the tmura. These all sound more puzzled, right? But all these things, if you shach l'shem that, ksheira, it's going to be kosher. So what's pashup shah? So the Mishnah tells us pashup shah. Zeh'aklah, this is the rule. Kol dover she nidev v'nidev ha-sheicha l'shmai aser, v'she'ene nidev v'nidev ha-sheicha l'shmai kosher. In other words, oila, ashlamim, and ashram taloi, Pesach and Toida are all things that could be brought b'nedev b'nedev. Now, by the way, is that true? An oila we know could be brought b'nedev b'nedev. Ashlamim we could. No good. Ashram is not brought b'nedava. It's going to be the Gemara's Kasha. Pesach, where you can just wake up tomorrow and decide you want to bring a carbon Pesach. Oichet the Gemara's Kasha. A toida you could. But the point is, let's take for granted that all five of these things can be brought b'nedava b'nedava. If you can bring a b'nedava b'nedava, then you're going to have yourself an issue. As opposed to the next list, a chatos is not brought b'nedava b'nedava. An ashram vaday is not brought b'nedava b'nedava. A b'char, you can't decide to bring a b'char. Either it's peterechem, it's not peterechem. Meiser, either it's asiri kodesh or it's not asiri kodesh. And tmura, let me buy you, it's not brought b'nedav and nedava, it's too lavin, right? So those things are not brought b'nedav and nedava, and if it's not brought b'nedav and nedava, then it's going to be kosher. So basically the rule of thumb is this. If you shecht chulin, and you have in mind that I'm shechting kachim that's ba b'nedav and nedava, possible. If I have in mind that I'm shechting kachim that's not brought b'nedav and nedava, so then the halach is kosher. So what's the pashup shah? Pashup shah is the holy soid of this iser, like the soid of all the surim of these three mishnayos. It's based on Marisayim. It's that guy who can't mind his own business, who, for whatever reason, is Malamed Chayvan Yiddish Kindlech. So he's going to see a Yid, and he is shechting an animal, and this Yid, for whatever reason, I don't know, he's chazering kachim. This Yid says, I'm shechting this L'Shem Oyla. So this person is going to think that he's really shechting good L'Shem Oyla. But you're shechting a chulin L'Shem Oyla? That doesn't make a lot of sense. It probably is an Oyla. You're shechting it b'chutz. It looks like you're doing shechutei chutz. And as a result, it's going to be a problem. So anything that could be brought b'nedav b'nedava, there's an assumption that it looks like he's actually bringing the carbon. Why would you think he's bringing the carbon? Because that's what he said. He said, I'm bringing this as an oila. So if he's saying that he's bringing it as an oila, so therefore there's a marisayin that it looks like he's bringing b'chutz. And if it's a marisayin, you're going to have an issue. Now you're going to tell me, one second. Sounds like this person is like looking around trying. He knows what's titzich bayanim, right? Clearly, this is not an oila. So even if he said he's shechting it as an oila, it's not an oila. It's simply not an oila, right? And so the teretz is, we could assume that this person is going to think that he must have been menadav it as an oila. When? So either whenever or the second. Rashi says that this second, when the person said, I'm shechting it l'shem oila, this person might be a lamdan also. And he might think, right, you know, the Kotzker Rebbe used to say you have to have a kruma cup to be dan l'kav schos. You also have to have a kruma cup to be dan l'kav chayfer, right? So it requires the same level of intelligence. But the bottom line is that this instant now, when he said, I'm shechting l'shem oila, that's when he made it into an oila. I don't know if he was ever chayav oila. Didn't have to be chayav oila because it's brought b'nedav in a davar, and as a result, now he's doing a bachutz. He's going to be chayav. So any carbon that's brought b'nedav in a davar, if the person right now is saying I'm doing it l'shem this carbon, when he says that, that in and of itself could be deemed as a maisa hektish, and now he's doing a shechita bachutz. As a result, the shechita bachutz is going to be an issue. What about the carbonas that are not brought b'nedav in a davar? So over there, you don't have the option of saying that maybe he just decided right now with this bitoy to go ahead and bring a chatas, because chatas is not proper nedav ben nedav. But maybe it was chayv chatas, right? How does this person who's trying to be down the kav chayva clearly, how does he not know that this person is chayv chatas? Again, what are your two choices over here? You're bringing chulun l'shem chatas, which makes absolutely no sense, or maybe the person's chayv chatas and he's bringing chatas l'shem chatas. And as a result, there should be a marazayin issue. So just because it's not brought b'nedav b'nedavah, the only chilik in b'nedav b'nedavah is if you're not chayiv, you can't bring it. But maybe he is chayiv. So if he's chayiv, then he could bring it. So what's the difference, right? So Rashi, in the course of the sugya, says that it's based on another svara. There's an unspoken svara that underpins the entirety of this gemara. And that is, there's an assumption that if somebody's chayiv chatas, people know about it. Certainly this guy. And if somebody's chayiv anoshon, people know about it. A Bechar, people know if it's a Bechar. Is this the Bechar? Is this not? Is this the Majinka, right? If this is the Asiri Kodesh, people are going to know about it. And even Tamura, you can only make Tamura if you have another animal. The Gemara is going to make an Akimta that Mish is talking about where he didn't have another animal. So if he didn't have another animal, this guy knows he doesn't have it. This is the only Shepsula he has, right? So he knows this is his only Shepsula. So he knows it physically can't be Tamura. So really the Nakuda is not just, is it Baba Nedav Benedava, not Baba Nedav Benedava. That's obviously the punchline. That's the klal of the Mishnah. But it really, it presupposes another point. And that is, if this person right now was Chayv Karban, this Shmoiga would know about it. This is the assumption that we're making. So if it's a carbon that could be brought b'nedav b'nedav, so he can know ahina and ahead that he's not chayv anoil or a shlomim or a, but right now maybe he's bringing it b'nedav b'nedav. And why would you think it? Because he just said it. But if this is a carbon that's not brought b'nedav b'nedav, so the only way it could be a carbon is if he's chayv. This guy knows that he's really not chayv, and for that reason, if you have this kavana, the halach is it's going to be kosher. So it's a little ironic, right? Because usually in the world of kosher, anything that's brought b'nedav b'nedav, it's always kosher, right? So it's kosher over here. The nedav b'nedav list is the puzzle list, because being that it can be brought in edav and edava, so we're concerned that maybe this was really a carbon bachutz. Carbon bachutz is aser mishum marizayin. We're going to have ourselves a problem. The carbon that can't be brought b'nedav and edava mitoich chumra shehechmarta b'tchilasa hikalta b'soife. That's what comes out. Be that you can't bring it b'nedav and edava. So if you shech chulin l'shem that bachutz, you have nothing to worry about. Either way, now let's see what the Gemara is going to do. So again, this was just like the klal that underpins everything we're about to say. Ashleich l'shem oila. So again, the first list, well, all the things that could be brought b'nedav b'nedav. So what was the list? Oila. We know oila could be brought b'nedav b'nedav. Zvachim, which means shlamim, right? We know zevach means shlamim. So that could be brought b'nedav b'nedav. What was the next thing on the list? Asham tali. Faith the Gemara. Asham tali by nidav and nidavu. When do you bring an asham tali? If you have a sofik, if you have to bring a chatas, you bring an asham tali. You can't just bring an asham tali. I'm Rabbi Yech. Rabbi Yechon said, Hamani Rabbi Liazi. It's going according to Rabbi Liazi. This is a sugi mesachtes krisis. This is one of the cases where Eliezer was b'shitas b'shami. B'shami held that you're allowed to bring an ashram tali every single day. And the reason is because if someone has nervin and he thinks that, you know, who knows, maybe what I ate really had chaylev and it was done. So it's okay. If somebody is in that headspace, we allow him to bring the ashram tali every single day. Our mission is going a little bit to Rabbi Eliezer. Meaning there is a mandama that holds that a person could bring an ashram tali even if we don't know that he's chayv. And if that's the case, we view it as being b'nedav and edav. Pesach. The next thing on the list was the carbon Pesach. Bar nidav and nidavu. Simna kfile. You bring a carbon Pesach. Bein arbaim yudal nisam. What kind of bab nedav and edav is the carbon Pesach? Rabbi Yishu said, Shani Pesach hayo v'afrashos kol hashana kul. And a geshmak rashi here. The carbon Pesach can't be brought b'nedav and edav. But you can be mafresh whenever you want. I can be mafresh carbon Pesach today. so that when Erev Pesach comes, I'll be able to bring it. And by the way, not only can I be mafreshet today, I can even be makrivet today. Now, if I'm makrivet today, it's going to be a shlomim, because a Pesach, Pshayim Mois HaShana, we know, is treated like a shlomim. But here's the point. This person, when he says, I'm shechting at Lashon Pesach, could be, with that bito, he was mafreshet as a Pesach, and when he shechted it, it's a kosher shlomim, bachot, as a result, you have a marasayin, you're going to have a problem. So from the list of things that are brought in Edom and Nadav, the Gemara was struggling with two. Asham Tali and Pesach. Oilas Pashit, Shlomim's Pashit, and Taitas Pashit. The two that were not so clear was Asham Tali and Pesach. Asham Tali, Hamani, Rabbi Eliezer. And as it relates to the Karban Pesach, in as much as you can't bring a Karban Pesach, as a Pesach, but you actually could be Mafreshit, it's going to be a Shlomim, and you could bring it actually as a Kosher Shlomim. Rabbi Yanni said, as it relates to the Halacha of the Mishnah, that Chulin, Lishum, Kachim, when the kachim is bob and edib and dover, it's going to be possible. That's only true if the animal didn't have a mum. If the animal had a mum, made the idea. So then people chap, it has a mum. If it has a mum, there's no way shechting kachim, because you know, a bal mum can't be brought kachim. So if it has a mum, so now it's like so possible you don't even have a marasayin anymore. And as a result, in this instance, it's actually going to be kachim. So the halach of shechitas epsula doesn't go into it. Rabbi Yechon said, afidu bali mum nami, even if it has a mum, because zimnen deram elei midi amum of elei yidia, right? Even this nudnik doesn't always chap everything. He thought there was no mum, but really there was a mum, or there was no mum. And the point is that being that it's not so obvious and nicker every time whether or not there is or isn't a mum, so mumin can dictate the halacha. We're up to the second list now. The second list was, if somebody shechts l'shem something that's not brought b'nedav and adav, then the shechita is going to be kosher, because now you don't have the marasayin issue. What was the list? Chatas asham vaday, p'char, maisa, and tmura. Zok to Gemara. Hashoich l'shem chatas. I'm Rabbi Yechon and said, lo yishtonu el l'shem, inam achuyiv chatas, is pasha. This is only true if the person is chayiv chatas. Avam achuyiv chatas. But if the person was chayiv chatas, and this guy knows about it, because if he's chayiv, he's going to know, say, eim l'shem chatas, ayu oisa. So then we assume that he was actually bringing it l'shem chatas, and as a result, now it's going to be possible. Because again, this is based on the hakdama that we gave to the Gemara, or based on Rashi's in the course of the Gemara. And that is that the only reason where it's not Baba Nedav and Adav, the Allah is its kosher, is because we also assume that if the person was chayef, he would have known about it. And being that he doesn't know about it, so obviously he's not chayef, can't be he was mafreshin now, because it's not Baba Nedav and Adav. As a result, there's no marasayim, therefore it's going to be kosher. Zokter B'yechon on exactly that. That's only true if Yitaka wasn't chayef. But if he was chayef, so then fakir, the person will know about it. As a result, there's going to be a marasayim. But the Gemara says, even if the person was chayiv chatas, when this person shechted the chum l'shem chatas, what did he say? I'm shechting this l'shem chatas. If he meant his chatas, that he's chayiv, then shouldn't he have said chatasi? And if he didn't say chatasi, it sounds like that even if he's chayiv chatas, he doesn't mean that chayiv. Elma, he means to be mafresh and now l'shem chatas. Chatas is not proper nedav and nedava, you have nothing to worry about. I'm Rabba Obaim l'shem chatasi. Who said that's what he said? Maybe he said l'shem chatasi, and that's what Rabbi Yechon meant to say. That in the event that he's chayiv chatas, and he said l'shem, I mean, it could be anachanam. If you would say l'shem chatas, not l'shem chatasi, if this bothers you, it's all zayin. But Rabbi Yechon could be, was making his kind. It's not a kashm Rabbi Yechon. Could be Rabbi Yechon was talking about. We said l'shem chatas, l'shem tmura, the Mishnah said, is another example where if somebody shechts l'shem tmura, it's going to be kosher. Amar Rabbi Lazar said, "Loi shanu, this is only true. Elu she'im loy zevach b'teich beisoy. If the person doesn't have a zevach b'teich beisoy, aval yesh loy zevach b'teich beisoy. We spoke this already in the Mishnah. Ema amurei amir bei. Then we assume that maybe he was a mafresh tmura. Again, what's the whole point? Will the shame tmura, being that it's not pop benedav ben adava, can't just be mafresh a tmura? We assume that for sure he's not really doing a tmura and shechting it. It's all based on the fact, because if he had a chiyuv, or if he had the ability, the capacity to make a tmura, if he had a zevach, the person would know about it. Meaning, if he has the capacity, it'll be possible. Yeah, 100%. And that's exactly what Rabbi Elazar said. So Rabbi Elazar, the only time l'shem tmura is going to be kosher is if it's in lo zevach b'toich beisai. Avi yesh lo zevach b'toich beisai. And therefore, it's going to be possible. Even if he has, but shouldn't he have to say Tmura Zivchi? And if he doesn't say Tmura Zivchi, it sounds like I'm just doing it L'shem Tmura Ba'alma. When Rabbi Elazar made the comment, he meant that if he has a Zevach B'toich Beisoy and he says L'shem Tmura Zivchi, that's when this halach is going to be true. Zehakla. So again, we took care of the two lists, and now we're up to the rule of the Mishnah. The rule was called Avashanidav and Nidav, Ashek L'shmai Asa, Shanidav, Ashek L'shmai Kasha. Now we know wherever the Mishnah gives a rule, it's always coming to be marben. We have two rules. We have the first half of the rule, called davash nidav nidav asner, and we have the second half of the rule. If it's ein nidav nidav, hashaych lishma is going to be kosher. So that says the gemara. First things first. The aklal of kol davash nidav nidav, that loch is that hashaych lishma yaser lasuye mai. What's it coming to be marben? What's an example of something that I maybe wouldn't have chapped is bab and nedav and adava, hence hashoich chul and lishmoy should be possible. What is that? So the Gemara gives a geshmaka answer. Lasluye oilas nazar. The oila that the nazar used to bring. Ma'adu teima would have thought holoi nadar. Even though oila is brought by nedav and adava, but an oilas nazar requires you first being a nazar. So as a result, as far as we know, he was never makabel naziris. So for sure, this oilas nazar is not real. And if that's the case, it should be kosher because what? Now you're just all of a sudden out of the blue bringing an oilas nazar. So the Gemara says, yeah, another bit sinner. Could be first he was makabel naziris and now he's bringing his oilas nazar. Now just to appreciate the Gemara's kasha a little bit better, and that is, when does a nazar bring an oilas nazar? Bashlamas nazirus. So really, the assumption over here is that this person was Mekabel Naziris Bitsina. No one knew he was a Nazir. He finished his Naziris, and now all of a sudden, he's Chayiv to bring an Eilus Nazir. And the Gemara says, yeah. Eim Anadar Bitsina. Take a look at Rashi. Rashi says, Kamash Malon, what's the Taka the Kamash Malon? Three lines from the bottom. The Meimar Amri, Dilma Nadar Bitsina, Zesh Shloishim Yoim, she was Stam Naziris. It could be he was a Stam Nazar for 30 days. Ubishloishim Yoim, Loy Minker and Milse Lushchainov. I mean, we're busy with the Yentas in today's daf. But the bottom line is, in 30 days, all the neighbors that peek through the blinds, they don't necessarily know what's going on. So you can get away with not taking a haircut for 30 days, right? The Stam Naziris, a Nazar Shimshin can't get away with it. But a Stam Naziris Shloishim Yoim, yeah? I think this guy's got to pick up his game a little bit. If his next door neighbor was a nazir for 30 days, and you're like the town's gossip monger, and you have no idea that this is going on, I think you're fired. But the bottom line is, this guy comes to shul four Shabbosim, and he didn't know that his neighbor was Mekabel Naziris. But regardless, the Gemara says there is such a Metzias, and that's how this would be possible. Either way, the next part of the Mishnah was that if something is ene ba benedav benedav, it's ene nidav benedav, then hashoich l'shmai is going to be kosher. Says the Gemara, ene nidav benedav last suyeh, what's that coming to be? Marba oilas yoyledes. It's coming to be marba the oila of a yoyledes. Meaning, even though it's an oila, but at the same time, an oilas yoyledes is what's just brought benedav benedav. Am rabbalaz, rabbalaz is adloish. This is only true. Elo she'en lo isha, if he doesn't have a wife. Aval yesh lo isha, if he has a wife. Emer l'shmahu oisa. So that the halach is, if he has a wife, we're going to assume that he's bringing it on her behalf, meaning he's not the Yoledes, but she's the Yoledes, and he's bringing it for her. And as a result, it's something that's possible, therefore it's a marriage sign, and therefore it would be possible. But the Gemara says, V'holoi amal Hashem oilas ishti. I mean, if he means his wife, shouldn't he have to say oilas ishti? What, Rabbi Lazar, just because you say oilas yoledes, if you met your wife, you would have said oilas ishti. I'm going to vote by amal Hashem oilas ishti. And that's what it's referring to. Zok the Gemara, pshita, isn't this poshet? So what exactly is the Gemara's kasha pshita? So if you take a look at Rashi, the bottom line, Rashi says that isn't it poshet that in the event that this man would have a wife and he would say l'shem oilas ishti, that the halacha would be, then it would be possible. Meaning, in as much as if a person shechts chum l'shem oilas yoledes, it should be kosher, not possible, because you can't just bring oilas yoledes, but it should be poshet that if you have a wife and you say l'shem oilas ishti, then it should be possible. And if that's the case, why Rabbi Lazar have to say l'shanu elo she'en lo isha, aval yesh lo isha, ema l'shmahu oisa? The Gemara's kash is pshita. It should be so posh. Now Rashi just adds one knech. Rashi says that it could be, so posh it. But Rashi says the reason Gemara's asking the kasha is because Rabbi Lazar is repeating something that he already said. Because when the Mishnah said l'shem tamura, Amar Rabbi Lazar said l'shanu elo she'en lo zevach b'tach beisai, aval yesh lo zevach b'tach beisai, ema muri amar be. And the Gemara clarified his talking about what he said l'shem tamura ziv. So once Rabbi Lazar made that comment on the Shem Tmura, so why do you have to make it every single line in the Mishnah? You can make the same comment. You made the comment once on the Mishnah, Rabbi Lazar. We heard Pshat on the Mishnah, and we're going to understand that if it's Shmu by Tmura, it's going to be true by Yoledes as well. So the Gemara's Kasha Pshita is not so much why Rabbi Lazar have to say what he said, but once he said it by Tmura, it's Pshita that I'm going to know it with regards to Yoledes as well. So the Gemara says, no, it's not true. The Shem Tmura, he had to say it, but even after he said it, l'shem tamura, I wouldn't have necessarily noted here, because Ma'al Tema, I would have thought that even if he has a wife, and he said, I'm bringing it, we're still not going to assume that this is real. We're going to look at this as the L'shem Chatas. And you know why? Because if he had a child, there should have been a girl. Again, the Yent, everyone would have known about it. Everyone would know he had a child. Kamash Malan, that we don't say that. And the reason is because Imra Puli Apel. It could be the mother miscarried a child. And being that the mother miscarried a child, everyone knew about it. Just because we don't know that he had a child doesn't necessarily mean that he's not really able to bring Oilas Yeledes on behalf of his wife. And if that's the case, Zok Rabbi Lazar, as much as Kol Dova She'inoi Ba B'Nedev Inadova is La Suye the Oilas Yeledes, but it's only true if he doesn't have a wife and he didn't say L'Shem Oilas Ishti. But if he has a wife and he said L'Shem Oilas Ishti, there the halacha is that there is a Marisayin, hence it's going to be possible. I call it Islay, so that should be a Raya that there's no Marisayin. That Svar of Kol Islay really underpins the whole second part of the Mishnah. The Chattas Asham, it's because people will know if he's Chayv Chattas. People will know he's Chayv Asham. Here too, shouldn't we say the same thing? Mar says, no, Emer Apuli Apel, and it was done Betzina, and as a result, nobody really knew about it. Rashi, by the way, has a whole nother gear, so I had to learn the last few lines of the Gemara, Ayin Sham, and on that note, Hadron Halach HaShoychet. So as it relates to Raid, we're going to do what we did yesterday. Seemed to have worked, and that is we're going to attach a Raid bite again from Daf Mem Aleph, from the last Machzor. It's really a continuation of the raid bite that we attached to Daf Mem. And that is talking about the Malach Michael, specifically the idea that the Malach Michael is the Kohen Gadol in Olam Haba, and like Tosfos brings in the end of Masechtas Menachos, he's Makriv Nishmasan Shel Tzadikim. That's what we mean when we say in the Tefillah Ritzei, V'Ishe Yisrael Usfilos Meira Be'ahavetz Kadol Beratzin. It's referring to the Ishe Yisrael, the Karbonis that are Klal Yisrael, that are literally Nishmasan Shel Tzadikim. Just one interesting Hakdama, and then we'll hand it over to 7.5 years ago, and that is that I once heard from Hagoyin Rabbi Yaakov Eliezer Schwartzman Shlita. He told me that he remembers he was a young bacher, Bismedrish Kavaya, and one of the Talmidim asked Rabbi Aaron, he said, Ve'ez given gresser, d'chsam soifer to Rabbi Kiveger. So Rabbi Aaron heard the question and he jumped up and he said, Ve'ez gresser, the Malach Michol to the Malach Gavriel. Kilo, you wanted me to be machriya between two malachim. There is gresa, the malach mechol to the malach gavril. Oh, but the emes is, it's a mefurish gemara. It's a mefurish gemara. It's a brisa. Hashoyche l'shum harim, l'shum gvois, l'shum naharis, l'shum midbaris, l'shum chamu levana, l'shum kaychavim umazalois, l'shum michael asar agad, l'shum shilshul katan. It's Zok Tehillah Rashi. What does it mean, michael? Kolay melashum gadol shebekol abriyos, which sounds like the malach mechol is the gresa from the alam malachim. So Rabbi Aaron said, there is gresa, the malach mechol to the malach gavril. But the Malach Michal, that almost is a Mefurish Gemara. Yeshli Yashay, but it's almost a Mefurish Gemara. Here we're cool enough, man. Either way, we'll hand it over to 7.5 years ago. One Ha'ara, and that is related to what we spoke about at the end of yesterday's daf. So yesterday we spoke a little bit about Michal Sar HaGadol. We mentioned the Gemara in the end of Masechtas Menachos, where the Gemara says that Mechuvin to Yerushalayim Shalmata, there's a Yerushalayim Shalmaila. And in Yerushalayim Shalmaila, there's a Beis HaMikdash Shalmaila. And there's a Mizbeach in that Beis HaMikdash Shalmaila. And there's a Kohen Gadol. And the Kohen Gadol is Michael Sar HaGadol, who, as we saw yesterday, in addition to being, you know, one of the Malachim, Mimini Michael, Mismaili Gavriel, Mifanarim, Echayer Refal, he was one of the three Malachim that came to Avram Avinu in the beginning of Parashas Vayera. But in addition to all of that, Michael is also the Sar of Klal Yisrael. Every nation has a Sar, the Malach of Roimi, the Malach of Paras. Daniel saw all these Sarim and all these Malachim in his dream. Klal Yisrael, when they're living in Eretz Yisrael, when it's Shanim Ketikunim, don't have a Malach. But when we're in Galus and we're in Chutz Laaretz, every Yid is governed by who's our Malach? It's Mimini Michal. It's the Malach Michal. He's the one that protects us. In addition to that, Michal is also the Kohen Gadol in Shemayim. Ki Yoyim Hashem Nira Aleichem. Say the Svarim HaKadoshim. Nira is Oisiyos Aharon. Aleichem is Oisiyos Michal. Aharon was the Kohen Gadol. Al Mahadein, and Michal is the character, the Kohen Gadol in the Beis HaMikdash Shomayla. Either way, we spoke a little bit about Michal Sarah Gadol, so just one unbelievable chiddush from the Avnei Nezer, and that is, the halacha is that just like when a person dies, if he leaves over physical assets, his children, his Yarshim, inherit those assets. The halacha is if a person had a shteller, and then he dies, his children Yarshim the shteller. So for example, if somebody was king after he dies, his son would become the next king. David HaMelech, Shlomo HaMelech, Rechavim ben Shlomo. Malchus is a srara, it's a position of power, of authority, and as a result, it's something that goes over Yerusha. The Kohen Gadol also went over Yerusha. So after Aharon HaKohen passed away, Elazar became the next Kohen Gadol. Because Kuna Gedayla, that's something that also goes over Yerusha. There's a concept of Yerusha, not only for money, physical assets, but there's something called Yerusha by Srara as well. The Avni Nezer wrote a kuntres, it's Yerideya Simen Shin Yud Beis, and it's all about Yerusha as it relates to these halachas. So just one excerpt from this simen that's, to me, an unbelievable chiddush. And that is, the halacha is that if a Kohen Gadol died, and his son was now becoming the Kohen Gadol, you had to do Mashicha on the new Kohen Gadol. And Avni Nezer shtel the kasha, he says, I don't understand. What do you have to do Mashicha for? To the extent that he becomes the Kohen Gadol Ayyadei Yerusha, so Lechur, why do you have to have Mashicha? And the truth is that a Melech ben Melech didn't need Mashicha. Unless somebody was contesting the Malchus, such as with Shlomo and Adoniyo and Rechavim and Yeravim. But if somebody's contesting the Malchus, so then you have to go ahead and just to show and to make it clear that this person is the next king, so they went ahead and did a Mashicha. But ordinarily, in Moshchin, Melech ben Melech. But when it comes to a Kohen Gadol, there you had to do Mashicha. See, even though the Kuna Gedayla was going over Yerusha, still there was a loch of Mashicha. And the Avinez is telling sich over here, it's Ois Tezayin. What's the pshat? To the extent that goes over Yerusha, why is that something that you have to do? Says the Avinez that there's a Yerushalmi in the end of Masechtas Hayiris that says as follows. Kayin Gadol Shechata. Kohen Gadol that doesn't have Aveira, does a very bad Aveira. Malkin Oisai, but the Eim Avira Oisai Migdulasai. He doesn't lose his status as Kohen Gadol. Once a Kohen Gadol, is always a Kohen Gadol. Now we could ask him to take a long vacation. He could become a Kohen Sha'avar, you know, Kohen Gadol Emeritus. But at the same time, he never loses his status as Kedushas Kohen Gadol. Amar Amman, what's the pshat? Because the pasuk says, Ki Nezer Shem HaMishchas Oli Kavol. Kavi Yachol Ani B'Kedushasi Ve'aharon B'Kedushasai. And just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kedusha is L'Olam, so too the Kedusha of Aharon HaKohen, meaning all Kayhanim Gedolim is going to be L'Olam as well. So once somebody gets Kedusha's Kohen Gadol, he can't ever lose his Kedusha. Says Davni Nezer, L'Chaira, if the Makar that a Kohen Gadol doesn't lose his Kedusha is from the fact that Hukish Kedushasai, L'Kedusha's HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kavi Yachol, then L'Chura we need to say that just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kedusha is Nitzchias, it's L'Netzach Nitzachim, so too the Kedusha of the Kohen Gadol is Nitzchias as well. It's L'Netzach Nitzachim. In other words, not only does the Kohen Gadol have Kedusha on this world, but after 120, when the Kohen Gadol dies and he goes up to Shamayim, he retains his Kedusha's Kohen Gadol. Because Hukish Kedushasai L'Kedusha's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kedusha is true even L'Netzach Nitzachim, so too the Kohen Gadol retains his Kedusha even in the Olam HaNeshamos. Says the Avni Nezer, what does it manifest itself? So Kohen Gadol dies and now he's in Shamayim, he's still Kohen Gadol. Says the Avni Nezer, I'm going to tell you a Chiddush. We know the Gemara says in the Masechtas Menachos and in Zvachim Samech Beis and it's brought down in different places that there's a Beis HaMikdash Shamayla with a Mizbeach Shamayla and a Kohen Gadol Shamayla. Who's the Kohen Gadol? Michal Sarah Gadol. Yesh Loimar Lav Dafka Michal. Michal is the primary Kohen Gadol. But it could be there are other Kehanim Gedolim that also have the ability to do the Avodah. Who are they? Any person that was a Kohen Gadol on this world has the ability to go up to Shamayim and be a Kohen Gadol as well. Says Avi Nezer, if that's the case, that's the pshat in why Moshchin Melech ben Kohen Gadol. He says, because what's the Yisoid of Yerusha? Yerusha is somebody lived on this world. He had money, now he dies. Doesn't have the money anymore. The money's gone. His bailus was nostalgic. So what happens? Somebody needs to come in his place now and take over. Says children, there's a parish of Nachlois. There's a Seyd Yerusha of how it goes over. But Yerusha is predicated on the fact that the person that died, because he died, is no longer the owner of this item. Thus, we have an ownerless item. So what do we do with it? No, there's a Seder of Nachlis. There's a Seder of Yerusha. But to the extent that the mace would be able to take his possessions with him to the next world, there'd be no Yerusha. Yerusha is the pshat that his bialus was nostalgic. So he's not the bialim. So memele, you have halacha of Yerusha. Says Davni Nezer, when it comes to physical things, a person doesn't take it with him to the next world. But the Kohen Gadol takes his Kedusha's Kohen Gadol with him into the next world. In fact, it can zayn Kohen Gadol in the next world. It's Michal Sarah Gadol, but it could be one of the Kohanim Gadol from this world as well. If that's the case, it comes out that he never gave up his bialus to Kohen Gadol when he died. If he never gave up his bialus, it can't go over be Yerusha. In other words, there's an element of Kuna Gedoyla that goes over be Yerusha, but there's an element of Kuna Gedoyla that cannot go over be Yerusha. The element that the Kohen Gadol can take with him to the next world, the Kovid, the Srara, that's a Taiva, Vakina, Vakovid, that he doesn't take with him, that goes over be Yerusha. So there's a concept of Yerusha on the Srara, on the Shtela, Ich bin the Kohen Gadol, yeah, that dies. That doesn't go into the next world. But the Kedusha of the Kohen Gadol, that's Netzach Nitzachim. Hukesh, the Kedusha of the Kohen Gadol to the Kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That the Kohen Gadol has on the next world. If he has it in the next world, it was never nostalgic his bialus from it. As a result, it doesn't go over Yerusha. If it doesn't go over Yerusha, that's why Kohen Gadol by Kohen Gadol needs Meshicha. He doesn't need Meshicha to attain the Srara. He needs Meshicha to attain the Kedusha. Because being that the Kohen Gadol that died never relinquished that Kedusha, he takes it with him in the next world. As a result, it's an unbelievable idea that when it comes to Nyanei Olam Hazeh, you have a full-fledged Yerusha. But when it comes to Nyanei Ruchnius, you don't have a full-fledged Yerusha. Because Yerusha is predicated on the dead person no longer having what he had. A person's Gashmius, his money, everything that he accumulates on this world, he has, it's very nice. But once he goes into the cave, they close the coffin, the talus, it's all over. Thus you have a whole perigation neichlin and misha meis. What happens to the money? All that happens because the guy's not around anymore. He doesn't have it. But a person's kedusha, his mitzvahs, his meisah. You don't yarsh in mitzvahs and meisah that the guy takes with him. That's all his. That he has with him in the next world. I mean that kedusha's kohen gadol is one of those assets that a person can take with him into the next world. As a result, there can't be yerusha. So on the Srara Shabbat is Yerusha, but on the Kedusha Shabbat there's no Yerusha, and that's why you need Meshicha even for a Kohen Gadol than Kohen Gadol. I saw in the Sefer Megadim Chadashim on the Gemara Masechtas Chagiga Daf Yud Beis. One of the places the Gemara mentions Michal Sarah Gadol is Chagiga Yud Beis. So he says that the Ikur Chiddush of the Avnei Nezer, that it's Lav Davka Michal Sarah Gadol, but any Kohen Gadol has the ability to do the Avodim in Shemayim. In this space, Hamikdash Almai was really Mefurish in Darach Chaim Hakadosh. Darach Chaim is in the beginning of Parshas Kisavo. Parshas Kisavo begins V'hoyah Kisavo Yalo Aretz Asher Hashem Elokecha Noisim L'cha Nachla V'yerishta V'yashavtabas. So you're going to come in Teretz Yisrael. What's the first mitzvah mentioned in Parshas Kisavo? The mitzvah Bikurim V'lokachto Mireishis Kol Priyo Adom Asher Tovi Me'artzecha Asher Hashem Elokecha Noisim L'cha. You should take from the best and the brightest and the shiniest of all your peiris. V'samta Batana, you should put into a basket V'alachto L'amokoyim Asher Yivcha Hashem Elokecha L'shvachin Shmoitcham U'vas El'akoyim. You should come to the Kohen Ashir Bayom Mahim, Vamarti Elov, and you should tell me, Gadati Ayom Lashem Lukecho, Kivasi Elo Oretz, Ashen Nishba Hashem Lavisenu Losses Lono, says the Archaim HaKodesh. The Hitzatzti Beparshazo. I took a very close look at this parsha, Meitzitz Menacharakim. Veitzatzti, that's a far look. Veitzatzti Beparshazo. Sherei Mezes Gamkin Bias Eretz El Yoina. That this parsha is a remes to a person who comes up into the Olam HaEmes. V'omar, it says, V'hoyo kisavoy. We know that Vayihi is always a Lashon Tzar, but V'hoyo is always a Lashon of Simcha. Says the Rechaim HaKadosh, V'hoyo, the real Simcha that a person is going to have is kisavoy, when he's going to go El Oretz. That's the Oretz El Yoyna. Al Derech Omroi V'atischak L'yoy Machroin. Ki Simchas Olam HaZeh, because the Simcha that a person can attain in this world, Ene Yale Hevel Urus Ruach. That was Simcha Mazuois. This is not real Simcha. This is a Moshul Ben Menoyishal, a Moshul of what Simcha really is. But V'haya, says the Heiligar Achayim, the real Simcha, that's Kisavaya La Aretz. That a person is going to be Zoichatu when he goes to the Aretz, to the Aretz Al Yoyna. And that Aretz Al Yoyna is Asher Hashem Alekechon Noisun Lecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give it to us. It's a Matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's a Matana that doesn't come easy. It's an oxymoron. Because virishta v'yashavdava. It's a matana that you worked for. A person comes down to this world. His job is to work, to fight his inclinations, to fight his yetzer hara. But ultimately, if he is left standing, then v'yirishta v'yashafta b'hu b'zoicha to this Eretz Al Yoyna. V'lo kachta, and in that world you're going to take mireishas kol priyo adamo. You're going to take all the good things that you did. Ki kol ha'she yasa adam ha'am mitzvahs u'maisim toivim b'oidei chai miskabeitz yad al yad ad yoy misin asa. You're going to escort it with you. You're not going to take everything, but mireishas kol priyo, the real things, the other stuff, that remains. Ki loy b'moisa yikach ha'koil. You're not going to take everything. What are you going to take? From the mitzvahs, the ma'isim toivim, the tachlis, the dvar ruchniyim. That's what the person is going to take with him. And he goes on, he teaches pasuk after pasuk. Mamish dvar meflam, it's kedai to see it inside. The amrai, this is the punchline that we need. Uvas al ha'koy. You're going to come to the koy. Al derech amram zal. Ki michal oymid l'chayim l'fnei Hashem l'hakriv anafashois l'fnei elokim oylam. This person who was zoicha to reach these madregos, he's going to stand in front of the malach Michael, and the Malach Michael is going to look at him. Is this person a tzaddik? Is he worthy of being that carbon? The neshamos of the tzaddikim, the ve'isha Yisrael, that Michael Saragadol brings every single day, and that's going to be the determination. And I forgot to bring it with me, but the God of Chadashim brings from the Svar Makdoshim that talk about the simcha and the tainug, the epitome, the pinnacle of pleasure that a neshama can have is to be zoicha, to be that neshama that's going to be brought as a carbon to the shyness are off the charts. But either way, says the Rechayim, and we'll end with this. Vasal HaKayim, you're going to come to the Kayim. But what does it say? Ashiyyeh Bayomim Mahim. What do you mean? Ashiyyeh Bayomim Mahim. It's one Kayim. It's Michal Saragadol. Yisbar, says the Rechayim, Al Pi Devreim Sha'amru, Sheyeshtana HaKayim Hoyd Necham. It's not always going to be Michal. It could be it's going to be Michal, but not necessarily. It doesn't have to be Michal. And he goes on, he brings it from the Zohar Chadosh, etc., etc. Regardless, this Chiddush of the Avnei Nezer, that it could be the Kohen Gadol, based on the Yerushalmi Masech Tesharius, just like his Kedusha is hookish to the Kedusha Zamachim, the Eidish's Kedusha is Lenetzach Netzachim, so to the Kohen Gadol's Kedusha is going to be Lenetzach Netzachim. What does it mean, his Kedusha is Lenetzach Netzachim? What it means is he could be Oymed Umakriv. It doesn't have to be Michal, Sar HaGadol. Mefurish in the Rechaim HaKadosh, where he explains the Dvarim Niflam, the Psukim in the beginning of Parshas Kisavai, that's Uvasal HaKoyen. It's referring to the Koyen. It's going to be Michal. It could be, it would be a different Koyen.